Let me get into this. So, obviously, we are in the we are moving again ahead in this what is the throes of the worst pandemic the world has ever seen. With this unseen viral power is spreading, and it's even getting worse, and it's getting harder to deal with. We've tried putting coverings on our mouths to keep from its spreading and infecting more people and causing more destruction, but it's only getting stronger, and that really never helped. And of course, you all know what I'm talking about. Yep. I'm talking about our words. I'm talking about our words. You know, our words that we use, the way we speak to one another, the way we speak to each other. The world is filled with some of the most angry words that I know I personally have ever seen. Is that your experience? That is not funny, you two. Oh, my word, can you not do something? Our words. You know, so think about this. Did you ever wonder how the expression that something has gone viral got started? I mean, what it is somebody says something. There's an expression used, and good or bad, and it's sort of that it goes from one person to the next, and when it gets to that person, they just cannot help but pass it on. They just can't help but share it with somebody else use it on somebody. And so that's what it means when things go viral. There are just some things that get spoken that are like that. Now, please understand, I'm not against words. I love words. I love language. I love being able to communicate. I think having a good vocabulary is really, really important. In fact, I think it's something that our children are losing because our children are so tied to electronic devices. They're playing the dumbest. Look, I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm saddened to see so many children playing these mindless, dumb kitty cat games and stuff like that. I'm not against cats, by the way. I'm just saying they're getting into elementary school and they're not reading books. I have wanted for a long time to design I write all of our children's lessons downstairs. I have wanted to bring some classic literature, some classic children's literature, and design lessons around that for our children downstairs. But I'll be honest with you, my fear is that I don't know that I'll get the support and the cooperation from parents, because frankly, that means you've got to sit down with your child and read a book. And I don't know. I just don't know if they would be willing to do that. But I feel like, so I love words, and I think words are important. I think language is important and communication is important. But I also believe that the spoken word is one of the most dangerous forces in the world today. And that's not my opinion. It's actually God's opinion. We're going to go to the book of James this morning. I want to share with you in the book of James, chapter number 3. We're about to read one of the harshest condemnations that God ever said about anything. Let's notice what God had to say about the tongue, or the way we speak. He said, "And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members," that means our body, "that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell." Now that's harsh, is it not? Come on, talk to me. That's a harsh condemnation, isn't it? You know, we think about some of the other passages of Scripture where God was really expressing His disappointment, His anger even, His wrath against some things that we do. And we think about some of the other really condemning type of passages. For example, we think about, I think they all go back to this one. For example, look at John chapter number 8 and verse 44. This is Jesus speaking to a bunch of Pharisees, and He said, "Listen, you are of your father the devil." Now, can you imagine Jesus Christ standing in front of you after He has demonstrated so many miracles, and He walks up, and you walk up to Him, and you're trying to have a conversation with Him, and He says, "You are of your father, the devil." That's a little harsh, isn't it? Am I the only one here this morning? That's harsh. But He goes on. He says, "The desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth." Now watch. This is why Jesus said they were of their father, the devil. Because there is no truth in Him. When He speaks a lie, He speaks from His own resources, for He is a liar and the father of it. So Jesus is using, in this case, Jesus is using the example of lying. And he's talking and he says, this is what the devil does. And did we not read in that chapter, doesn't that go back to what we just read in James? That it is set on fire of hell. And so he said, so Jesus in this condemnation, even this harsh as